Welcome, everybody, to Give Me Credit. I'm John Eng, and that is John Mackey. John is the founder, president of Master Credit Solutions, and that's why he is our host right here on Give Me Credit every week. And, John, a very good day to you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate being here.
John, we're really trying to be practical in these programs when
we talk
about debt collectors and as they call. And I think what we're going to do today is keep it simple. Let's talk about those calls when the phone rings and a debt collector is on the other side. And of course, I may owe. I may, you know, that there's a good chance I do. All right.
Well, you may owe or you may not. And I always prompt people to find out, even if they believe it is something that they owe, that they still have it verified and validated.
You've said that often, and I think that's an incredible point in the sense that don't let somebody talk you into something that possibly is not yours to own.
Correct. And I can give the situation here of a company. They finally busted about a year ago. It was a company out of California. And they had a lot of files from Payday Loan Services. They had originally had the account from Payday and were collecting on behalf of Payday. Well, they were fired. But what they did do is before they were fired, they stripped all of Payday's information, the database, and they started and they took this information. They went over to India, believe it or not. They moved their operation over to India and they called back. And, you know, with the systems that are out there right now, you can call back from any place in the world.
And it looks like you're calling from next door.
From next door, from your area code. I know personally because I've got like 15 telephone numbers that you can use, and I use them for various reasons. So they call back to the United States to these various people that now they have no authority to collect on.
Okay, now that's a question I wanted to ask you in that particular incident. Those were not debts that they were authorized to collect in any way, shape, or form.
Correct. Absolutely they were not. Some of these had already been paid. Most of these had already been paid. Mm. But they call back and they keep on badgering these people. They say who they are, which they were a legitimate company.
Okay.
And then they don't know, the people on the other end, the recipients of the call, don't know that this was turning out to be fraud. They knew that they had an account with Payday Loan, so they assumed that this was their information that was spouted forth.
Well, now, help me through that then, John. How do I take that first step to validate that the person on the other end of the phone is actually credible and authorized to make that call? How do I know that?
Until you receive something or anything in the mail, you really have no clue of that. Now, the law states that it has to be validated, and that's coming through the Fair Credit Reporting Act and the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act. We won't get into the nuances of the act or the specifics of the act, but what it says is that you must receive credible information on what we call, and we've gone over this before, with a Dunning letter. And that Dunning letter will show the interest rate for whom they're collecting, who they're collecting on behalf of, the amount of money, and who they're supposed to be paying.
Do they have to show history all the way back to the initiation point of the debt?
At that point, no.
Okay.
But this is where a lot of people and even companies, the majority of even debt collectors don't understand this sometimes.
Right.
That they have to have the complete file in order to collect on that debt legally.
And we've talked about this before that many times they do not have a complete file.
In the great majority of the situation of the times that they do not have that information.
Would you say then a part of those initial calls on their part is phishing, trying to get more information to establish themselves as credible? Maybe looking for a social security number, maybe looking for a current address.
They very well could be. And I've had the calls myself. And again, we'll go over those in the future. But they may ask, you know, is the last four or is your social security number 1234567 89? And you say, well, first of all, you'd say nothing because you don't validate something like that over the telephone. Mm-hmm. Because if they have it and if they show you they have it, that still doesn't mean that they have the right to collect on any debt.
Okay.
So going back to this scenario here, they were collecting on debts back in the United States that, number one, they had no right to collect, but they continued to collect and pocket the money to the tune of, within 6, 7, 8 months, of $6.5 million.
How do that's astounding. First of all, the numbers are just astounding, but what happens when a legitimate collection agency calls you on a debt that you just said, well, I just paid for that. That guy called. I mean, if you were duped in and pulled into that, and you did pay.
Right.
And then another guy calls and says, you owe on this debt, and, well, I just paid that. What's your recourse?
You just have them validate the debt. Mm-hmm. Start that wheel going. Uh-huh. Okay, you say you proved the debt, and they may say, send us proof that you paid it. And you say, no, because what am I going to do then? Am I going to send them a check with your routing and account number?
No, that would be a very dangerous thing. I know that you've recommended that if it does come to the point where you are ending up paying off, you talk about money orders and some of those
things. Some sort of certified funds.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you negotiate a debt, let's say you negotiate a $1,000 debt, you've negotiated $500, you're on the phone, and you give them your account number and your routing number or your credit card number, what's to prohibit them, other than a verbal conversation you've had that they can totally deny,
mm-hmm.
that you do have this deal, and what they're going to do? Maybe you've come up with a solution. I'll pay you the full amount as long as you take it off my credit report. And they say, okay, well, mark it paid in full. Well, that to you meant one thing, that to them meant another.
Because they're not obligated in the least to tell any credit report people that thing's taken care of. Is that correct?
No, they are obligated to
do
that.
Okay.
But you've negotiated to have it removed from the credit report.
Ah.
Now, they're going to put it on there as paid in full.
But it's still on the report.
It's still on the report, which begs another question that we had just received just this week. We'll go over, and that is how, when you pay off a bad debt, a lot of people think that it has to be removed from the credit report.
And it does not.
It does not. It just has to be reported as paid.
Folks, you're listening to Give Me Credit, and this program really is intended as an educational program. We cannot completely dissect every single nuance, and that's why you want to talk to John. Because, John, you're the expert in the area. You've got the credentials, you've got the experience, and I know that even if you can't answer the question immediately, you know where to go to get the answer.
Yes, and so far there hasn't been a point where I haven't been able to answer anybody's question.
Well,
and people are asking questions of me, and they are calling in, and I really appreciate that.
Let me just, as before we take this break, direct you to our website. It's givemecredit.us. That's givemecredit.us. You can go there right now. It's accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can start the process of getting some of these issues solved. Now, John, hang on to your thoughts. We're going to be back. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
I get this question a lot, folks. John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit radio show. I got the question, why do you do this radio show? Here's why I do the show. Because there is so much misinformation out there. There's so much lying and deceit. Nobody knows what the real truth is. That's critical, folks. Critical. Because if you don't know how to respond, if you don't know how to play the game, these debt collectors and creditors will walk right over you. This is not a game for pansies. Some don't think it's a game. But for them it is. It's a game. It's a game and it's a scoreboard. And the scoreboard is money. Do I like it? No. I despise the way that these companies do business. How do we get away from this? Arm yourselves. Arm yourselves with information and the truth. That's the only way. Because once you put bullets in your gun, once they see you're armed, it becomes more even.
in the fight. Certainly not nearly equal. That's why I'm here for you. It's your money. It's your finances. If you want to continue being beaten up and being a pansy to these bullies, then don't call me. But if you want to take the bull by the horns, if you want to stand up, if you want to pull your head out of the sand, we have to talk. In the coming weeks, we're going to have some information from clients that I've served and what the results are. Fraud cases, debt collector cases where they threaten my client. Creditors not responding, debt collectors not responding to our demands. Let me know if I can help you. John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions, Give Me Credit Radio Show. You can call me at 612-216-4910 or 888-417-3400. Time is of the essence. You are paying extra for your bad credit. There's no doubt about that. Whether you want to believe it or not, go ahead. If you say, I'm not using my credit, you are. You are using your credit. If you rent, if you get car insurance, if you get homeowners insurance, if you get renter's insurance, you're paying for that bad credit. Give me a call. John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions. Give Me Credit Radio Show. 888-417-3400. Let's start standing tall again, guys.
Welcome back to Give Me Credit, folks. Let me give you that address again. That's our website address. It's givemecredit.us. Givemecredit.us. You can take a link, by the way, to Master Credit Solutions from that point. You can find out more what John does and be in contact with him in some of the services that he offers. In fact, everything that we talk about on this program is something that John can dissect and open up even farther for you to give you better ideas to what may be going on in your life. We're talking about credit calls, as people call what they can and cannot do, what they can and cannot say. And of course, just before we got back here, John, we were talking about the fact that there may be some devious sorts, if you can believe it, who might be asking you to pay on a bill you don't owe.
Well, that's the biggest thing. And I'm not accusing every debt collector doing that, you know, having you pay something that you don't owe. And maybe you owe this particular company. Maybe they did buy the debt.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that's not the critical issue. The critical issue is, do they have the right to collect on that by the legal standards? And legal standards dictate that they have to have all the transferring documents. And why I want to bring this up is because debt collectors buy books of debt. They buy huge amounts, $2 million worth of debt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they buy this debt. They buy the right to collect on it. But that right also states, or the law states, that they have to have the supporting documentation to collect on it.
Oh.
Okay.
And they have to make that supporting documentation available to you.
Absolutely.
Because as we've talked before, folks, they have to be able to prove immediately or within a standard reasonable time. I think it's a week, I think you said.
They've got 5 days to get this information to you once they've made the first phone call to you or first communication. So we'll leave it at that, because now we're going to get into nitpicking when I say, how does the law define communication? Does that mean putting it on the credit report? I say it does. The law has not addressed that yet.
Oh, really?
Correct.
That's a new piece of information. We haven't talked about that before because, yeah, that's interesting. Let's take it back down to the road, though. Let's take it back down to bare bones.
Okay.
Let's talk about that call as your phone rings.
Right.
And the initial contact is made via phone call that says, My name is so-and-so, and you owe this debt. From my perspective, what do I do? Listen? Do I ask? Do I respond? What?
Depends upon what you feel comfortable with. What are you legally have to say to them? Nothing. You don't have to say anything to them. In other words, can you hang up? Yes. Can they call back the same day if you do that? No. What do you do if they call back the second day? If you know who they are, then great. Then get and send a cease and desist letter. That will stop them from contacting you ever again, unless they plan on changing the status of that. In other words, unless they've sold it, unless they plan on taking you to court or something of that nature.
When I was going through this with a second mortgage, and due to a divorce and then a short sale of a house, the second mortgage was supposed to be at least assisted with in the sale of the house, according to the original mortgage holder. That hadn't happened yet, and I was getting daily calls.
Right.
And I didn't understand any of this. I have often said I wish I had known you back then to get some of the insight, because I thought I had to talk to them. I thought I had to answer their questions. Or, as they said so often, we're taking you straight to court.
Well, here again now, when they say that, now it's specifically this is a debt collector. We're talking possibly two different issues here. A creditor calling you and a debt collector calling you.
Okay.
But let's speak specifically of a debt collector calling you.
Well, let's clarify, though. A creditor would be the person you actually owe the money to.
Correct.
The debt collector has been assigned either by the creditor or has purchased your debt.
That's correct.
For collection purposes. Go.
Correct. Do you have to answer their questions? No, you don't. If you feel comfortable in answering the questions, you can do that. I don't suggest it. I don't suggest that you answer their questions, especially the verification.
Okay, now, and that's in the initial call, that's what they're asking for. Is this you?
Correct. And you can say yes. Mm-hmm. But then if they ask you to start verifying information, you don't do that. You ask, and they have to give you their name and the company that they're with. Now, in this day and age of Google and internet, and it's very easy to identify who these debt collection companies are.
Mm-hmm.
So then at that point, you find out who they are and you send a cease and desist letter. They can no longer contact you.
I was actually being contacted in one case by the same person.
Right.
Over and over and over again. And I found myself some days being sarcastic. I found myself some days being, you know, gentle. I found myself some days asking questions about their family. I remember when I was accused, don't you pay your debts? And I said, do you pay your debts?
Right.
How are you doing? Everything okay? How much is in your checkbook? What's your social security number?
Right.
Now, again, I was just playing it because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go with it.
And the majority of people don't have that comfortability in playing with the person on the other end. Okay?
Yeah.
I've done it myself, playing with these people, up to a point where someone swore at me, you know, and told me to do something that was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, what do? Do you play with them if you want? But I still think that if you have the ability to just hang up, that's exactly what I would do.
What you're really looking for, and again, I didn't know that I had the option to start the process of getting the calls to stop. I didn't know what that process was. That's what I wanted. Because if I didn't answer the phone, they'd call again, and they'd call again.
Right.
And they never left messages. There was never any contact like that. There was never a message left. And so in order for them to stop for the day, I would answer. And I didn't know that I could just say, you know, prove the debt, you know, send me a letter, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
In fact, even if you find out like it's an 888 number, they keep on calling, you know who they are. There's a debt collector. Pick it up. Hang it back down.
Mm-hmm.
They can't call you again.
Oh, because that is
they've made a connection.
Ah. See, again, that goes back to I didn't know. I just didn't know. And I found myself just excruciating. One time I remember saying, Well, here's our daily chat. How are you? Everything going okay? What's your weather like? Everything over there?
Right.
I actually diverted one of them to the point where they told me what the weather was. And then, you know, it was interesting because then they went back to the script pretty hardcore and said, you know, I would just as soon stop calling you if you just pay the debt.
You know, I think that's so cool where you're bringing this up. And it's such a valid point that you have to realize that most of these people are reading off a script. And if you can get them off the script, it's a picnic for you.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's a great idea because we've got scripts that we can go over that they have. And we'll show them to you and what the things that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the questions that they may ask that are so totally off base that may catch you off guard.
Yeah.
But if you take them and take them off their script, get them off their script, it's a piece of cake.
Well, folks, you're listening to Give Me Credit. We're talking about some of the practical ways. When those calls come to your house, they come to your phone, you're wondering, what in the world can I do? John Mackey is the host of the program, and he's the guy you want to talk to. In fact, you can get in touch with John today. You can do that via our website, which is givemecredit.us.
Correct.
And I would suggest you go to your computers even right now. Find out more. That'll take you to a link to the Master Credit Solutions page if you'd like to find out more about John and his work. But John, you also have a phone number that's available. And when we come back, I'd like you to give that phone number out.
Okay.
And the reason I want to do it during the break here is because I want you folks to go get your, you know, grab your pieces of paper and your pencil. We will be back. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
What I'd like you to listen to at this point is a debt collection call that I made on behalf of a client of mine. And just so that you know, she is on the phone call also. But I'm handling the call. She had originally received many voicemails and one phone call which she took that they were threatening her. They were threatening to take her to court. She had received a letter from them saying that they were going to be doing that and to please call. She called me, and as a result, we placed a phone call back to them. This was about a 20-minute phone call. All you're hearing at this point now is going to be the tail end of the conversation. I want you to pay close attention to what this debt collector that was listening in, he finally chimes in and starts making some weird comments. Supposedly, this was a law office. He makes statements like he doesn't have to be a lawyer to practice law. It's quite interesting. As a result of this phone call, nothing happened between the debt collector, the attorney, of which they were neither, and the client. In other words, there was never any other contact made, nor was there any prosecution or anything put on the credit report or anything of that nature. I did, however, take the phone call and turn it over to the proper authorities. That would be to the Attorney General from that state and to their Secretary of Commerce. And by the way, they were shut down. Have a listen.
And do you have a telephone number for them?
Let me see here. Let me see if I can pull one up for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sir?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the thing. With RM Funding being our client, they're not going to talk to you. They're going to redirect you right back to us. Okay. So at this point in time, as far as, I mean, why would you need to talk to me? You want to negotiate something or what?
Nope, not at all.
Okay. So then what would be the purpose of value? Okay. So the way to validate the debt is by doing the chain of title yourself, which means that you contact Bank of America and they'll tell you who the first agency that it was sold to was, and then it would go from them to agency B, agency C, and you'll go down the chain of title. You will get to RM Funding, okay? And all they're going to do is tell you, yes, they're suing you for it. This is who we retained to file this lawsuit.
So you're not going to tell me what the number is? I'm just trying to get their address.
Sir, that's your late work to do, sir. I mean, all you got to do is contact Bank of America. They'll tell you that they wipe their hands clean. They'll tell you, guess what? They probably went to 10 or 11 collection agencies.
They're not going to tell me that. They're going to tell me who they sold it to initially. From then on, all you have to do is
contact Bank of America yourself, and you're asking it to do the legwork. You didn't pay us for that. That's your job.
Okay. So we've got another person on the line here?
Absolutely. I was monitoring the call because it looks like there's a conflict here. So I want to make sure that this
call.
Is done.
Aren't you supposed to notify us when you're doing that, sir?
Absolutely you know very not. Well. You're calling us. We are not calling you.
Well,
if you want to trade laws, by all means, sounds like you're an attorney. We can go at it as long as you can get me some sort of representation and bar number. Can you get me that?
You know, I've been real clear about that as to that I'm not an
attorney. Okay. Then in that case, listen.
Are you an attorney?
I don't need to be an attorney to practice law, sir. And you know that.
You don't need to practice law.
Let me ask you this. Do you know that?
First of all, we're dealing with idiots here. So
we're dealing with idiots. Go fuck yourself.
We will take care of this ourselves.
Okay. Can you hang up on them?
Now it's back to the show.
Well, we're back with Give Me Credit, John. As I promised, let's give that phone number out and let people know how they can either text you or even talk to you immediately if they have any questions or want to find more information.
You know, if you're driving down the road and you're listening to us, you can text us directly right now at 612-567-2459.
Let's slow that number down.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to do it again. 612-567-2459.
All right.
Now, that's either a voice line or it could be a text line.
Okay.
So either way, you can get in contact with me there. But if you're driving, don't call me. You can wait. But if you've got a partner on the other side, you can certainly text me there.
Mm-hmm.
And so please do that.
Getting in touch with you, by the way, I think is the essential part of this. We can talk all we want. And folks, every week when we come to you like this, all we can give you is just a minimum amount of information. And really, it's intended to kind of tease and whet your taste to say, I need to talk to John. I need to find out more. Calling me will give you only me passing you along to John. So that's the way you want to do this. Or again, if you want to go to the website address is?
www.givemecredit.us.
Okay. All right, John, we've been talking about those crazy calls and what they mean and how we can deal with them. The initial call, of course, we've given some attention to, and that is that person asking, verifying. And, of course, you've instructed us very carefully to say, I want that Dunning letter. I want proof of this debt.
Right. You don't have to be mean about it. You don't have to scream into the phone. All you've got to do is send me the documentation.
Okay.
And if they say, what documentation? You know what you have to send. Even if you can't remember a Dunning letter, mm-hmm. just say, send me the proof. That's all you have to say.
And then the information comes back. That guy on the other end says, well, what's your address?
Right. Well, you've got it. You must have it. And that's all you need to say. And if they don't have it, then don't call me again because you don't have my correct information.
And it's key. I mean, folks, it may sound pretty small, but if you've listened to our program with any regularity, you've heard us say they've got to be able to prove it. And if they truly are holding the documentation,
correct,
they will have your correct information.
Correct.
Now, what if they do spew off here's the address I have for you.
And it's correct.
Mm-hmm.
You can validate it and verify it as correct.
Okay.
Yeah, send it to me there.
All right. Now, the next question oftentimes is, well, the debt is such and such, let's say $1,000.
Okay.
Can you just send $50? I mean, let's just get this thing going. $50.
Here's what that indicates to me. It indicates to me that debt is possibly beyond the statute of limitations, and it's going to be running out. And what they're looking for is anything on your part to get or to validate or to bring that debt forward so that it reactivates it. So let's say it's a JCPenney's card from 1999. Just give me $5. I'll shut up. You won't hear from me again in the next
mm-hmm.
5 months. Okay?
Right.
But what they've done then, if you give them that, is it reactivates that debt from 1999, brings it to 2013.
Almost as though it's a brand new debt.
Absolutely. They've got another 7 years or 6 years to collect on
it. So it's just like you bought those 6 volleyballs yesterday.
Correct.
First, they're going to ask you why you bought six volleyballs, but we won't get into your personal business on that one. But it really is important, because if you do, and I almost did, because when I was getting those calls, can you send $100? Do you have $100? Just send it. Just send $50.
Right. Or I'll take $10 over the phone right now,
yeah,
and you won't hear from me again. And believe me, that sounds tempting.
Oh, because in your because
are
of
you
the,
telling me you don't have $10 right now?
I've heard that. I've heard that.
Boy, you are in tough shape.
Yeah, and I would say, well, absolutely, I am in tough shape. That's why you haven't gotten information out of me otherwise. I thought it was interesting when I actually said, I can't and I won't. It's interesting to me that when I was going through this, a lot of the things that you've told us about that I didn't know, I instinctively did anyway. I never validated my Social Security number, and I'm personally a person who will never, ever give my Social Security number over the phone.
Right.
I just can't let that happen.
Is that because NSA is listening?
Speak louder into the microphone, please. Please state your name and your address. No, that's always important to me, because I don't know who's on the other end of the line unless I have initiated the call. Now, I'm not going to say never, because I have given it, but if I've initiated the call, if I've been the person who's done this, and I am absolutely sure that the other person on the other line is going to do and behave as I need that to be done, then sure. I will tell you this, that there are people who ask you your Social Security number that should not be a part of the regular questions they're asking.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm going to give away my age here, I guess, but in 1972, from 1972 to 78, I was in the military. I was in the Army during the Vietnam era and a little bit post. My number for the military was my Social Security number. Everybody's was. And so when they said, John Mackey, 146-526-2999, that was me. Now, I just gave you a fraudulent Social Security number.
I was going to say, that's not a real number.
No.
But it.
But that's how far we've come.
Yeah, we've changed that because of identity theft and things like that.
Right.
John, I think it's important, because I think we have wet the whistle of some folks. I think it's important to get that contact information out. And then tell everybody, next week we're going to have a conversation, because John has written a book on some of these things. And he is going to be talking about that book. We're going to walk our way through that next week. But John, to get in touch with you even today, let's give that telephone number again. And folks, I hope you're scrambling for that paper and the pencil. Give that number again, John.
612-567-2459.
Now, John is packing. He's always in heat there. He's always got the phone on.
In heat?
Yeah, well, let's go the other way.
Okay.
But he's always got the phone on, and John is able to pick up that phone. You can respond to that immediately unless somebody else is called.
Correct.
But here's what I appreciate about John. You don't leave this up to somebody else. You're going to personally put your hands on this and make this happen.
Yes.
So, again, the number is
612-567-2459.
Or if you are near a computer and you want to find out more about this program and some of our past programs,
www.credit. My mind went blank again. Yeah. I do this all the time.
Let's just go givemecredit.us.
Unbelievable.
Ah, John, what are we going to do with you?
Well, again, it's a factor of age.
Yeah, too much Diet Pepsi. It's all gone north. And again, that address for the website is givemecredit.us, and that'll jump you right over to Master Credit Solutions as well. Well, John, we need to say goodbye to another week. I always hate it because it goes so quickly, but let us encourage you to come, because next week we're talking about the book.
The book.
All right. Let's say our goodbyes.
My goodbye to you, and stand tall, folks.
Okay, we'll see you next week right here on Give Me Credit.